Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us tonight on Faith on the Line. It's Friday. That means it's time for prayer. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice, thank you for listening. But we need you to get on the phone lines if you need prayer. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, 347-426-3782. The song that I played for tonight was Abba by Jonathan David Helfer. With that being said, Prolificify Your Ministry is honored to present to you Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pace. Whether you're listening online or on the phone line, thank you. But again, if you need prayer, you need to be on the phone line. You still have time. The woman of God is going to come on and pray what's in her spirit, after which I will come back and open the phone line to pray with you. 347-426-3782. Prophetess Pace on the air.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for all of you all that's tuning in on tonight, on the phone line, on the thank and praise God for you on iTunes, you on Blog Talk Radio, and I thank and praise God for you all that's going to be listening on other social media. I want to thank and praise God for you all that's going to tune in on later, the replay of viewers. I want to thank and praise God for you all. So I want to thank and praise God because this is a night simply set aside for Faith on the Line and to pray for those that may be discouraged or maybe having faith difficult believing in God, and maybe those that don't understand why things are happening, that they happen. And we're here to pray. I thank and praise God for Faith on the Line is here. And I want to let you know that the scripture for Faith on the Line comes from Hebrews 11:1. For faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I thank and praise God for that scripture. And I also like to thank and praise God. Another passage scripture say, we walk by faith and not by sight. You know, even when you don't even see it, if you don't even see it, that doesn't mean faith is not there. Faith, your faith is believing that God is going to do it, believing that God is going to bring it to pass, believing that God is going to do just what his words say do. Don't doubt him. Don't doubt God. Just a little doubt. Doubt will cause us not to see the things to come to pass. So maybe you all, maybe someone, maybe believing for God for their finance to come in line with God. Let's trust God. Let's trust God to do it. Maybe somebody's believing that for our family to line up with the word of God. Let's believe and trust God that that's going to happen. Where faith is a separate thing. Faith is a thing that we trust and we believe. And faith also, faith don't work unless you work it. You got to work faith, which means you got to put it to work. You got to believe and you got to trust God to know that he's going to do it. And that's why a lot of things are not happening for us. A lot of things are not going to go on. And we won't fulfill our destiny. We won't, that our finances won't line up with the word of God. It's because we don't believe and we don't trust him enough. We say we do. It's on our lips, but not in our heart. God wants us to believe that thing. He said just a little grain of mustard seed faith. That's all he has, not just a little bit. If you just trust and believe him just a little bit, he's going to bring it to pass. So I want to pray tonight for those that may be having a little doubt and maybe feeling discouraged or maybe feeling weary. The word of God said, no, he don't want us to feel weary in our way of doing. The word of God wants us to trust him even though he wants to do good even though things are going bad, even though things are going wrong, still do good in your worry. That's what his words say. He wants us to do those things. He wants to work our faith. So let's trust God and believe God on tonight. I'm trusting God for a lot of things. I'm trusting God for wealth. And then wealth is going to come to my bank account. And wealth is going to come. God is going to bless me to be able to know how to get wealth. God is going to bless my dreams to come forward. I'm believing God to direct me and send me in a direction, and he's going to do it. I have things that I want God to do for me, but I can't just say I believe and don't work it. You got to do something. It ain't going to work if you don't do something. We say, yeah, God will bring it down from heaven, and he can, but God wants us to do something on this side, too. He wants us to help. We can, if you make a step, I always heard a Baptist teacher say, if you make a step, God will make two. But I'm so trusting and believing God. If I just start, God's going to finish it. He's going to finish it. So I'm going to pray for the ones that maybe feeling discouraged, or maybe the ones that faith is weak, or maybe you're not, you don't see it. Maybe you don't see it working, or maybe somebody had already done work their faith, but it just ain't manifest yet. But God is letting you know to still go forward. Maybe that business is not picking up like it should, but God said, trust him and wait. We got to have a spirit of patience. Wait on him. The children of Israel thought they wasn't going to, the children of the, when God told Moses to go tell the children, to bring the children out of Egypt, the Israelites, they didn't think they were going to come out of where they was either. Look how long they stayed in there. But God told Moses to go tell them. They didn't even believe nothing Moses said. They even doubted God. They even doubted God. They even said, we should have stayed doing what we were doing. We should have stayed where we were. You don't want that spirit. You want to trust God and believe that God's going to bring you out of it. And I trust God, and I believe that he's going to bring you out whatever situation you're in. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you on tonight. Heavenly Father, I want to come to you right now, asking you to forgive us for any sin we committed, the old man was not of you today. God, I even ask you right now to touch my sister, my brother. Lord, I even ask you to touch that mother, that father. Father God, I even ask you to touch that one faith that's weak. Touch that one that haven't even unbelief, God. That they're not trusting you, Lord God. They're saying it, Lord, with their lips, Lord, but their heart is so far from it. Heavenly Father, I even want to thank you right now, God, for those that's going to tune in on after the replay. Lord, I thank you right now, Heavenly Father, for my sister, Lord. This, Lord God, that's able to, Lord God, to host the fair faith on the line on tonight. Lord, I even thank you, Lord God, for how you strengthen her and her body, how you live, Lord God, how you're doing to, Lord, you're making preparation for vision to come through, and Lord, you're making finances line up where they're supposed to be, God. Lord, I thank you, God, for what you're doing in your people's lives right now. Father God, we coming tonight, God, trusting you to do whatever they ask you to do, God, that you will give them strength, that you will give them peace of mind, God, that you will, Lord God, cover their heart, their soul, their mind, their spirit, Lord. Whatever may be bothering them, Lord, whatever may be in their spirit that's not like you, God, we ask you to, Lord, I decree and declare right now that it will move and never return. God, we ask you, Lord God, to give them a faith, Lord, that faith that you said, Lord, that faith of a mustard seed faith, God. Give them a mustard seed faith in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you touch that child, Lord. Maybe somebody that, Lord, that child may be rebellious. Maybe that child may be wandering away, God. Maybe that child, Lord God, don't know which way to turn, Heavenly Father. But we ask you right now, God, to bring that child back home safely, God. Lord, touch that child that they would, that he would lie, he or she may line up, Lord God, that they would not be rebellious towards their mom or towards their father right now. We decree and declare right now that they would line up, God, that they begin to be obedient, God. Be obedient, Lord God. Give them a heart desire to want to turn their life around, God. They want to trust you. Father God, I even ask you to look on that person that believes in you, God, to make their business, Lord God, explode, God. Give them that mustard seed faith, God. We speak faith, Lord. Lord, the word that faith without work is dead. Help them to put faith to work in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you trust that person that, Lord, believe me to heal their body. Although the doctor said they have stage 4 or stage 3 or in the first stage cancer, God, we decree and declare that they are healed. Because your word says are healed. They are healed right now, God. Cancer is healed. Diabetes is healed. High blood pressure is healed. Sugar diabetes is healed. That brain tumor is healed. That AIDS is healed. I thank and praise God tonight is healed. Whatever you may be battling with, that bipolar spirit, that schizophrenic, is healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Maybe someone suffer from a disorder in their eating disorder. Or maybe somebody suffer from anger. Maybe somebody suffer from high blood pressure. The word of God says it's healed. By your strength, it's healed. By his strength, it is healed. I thank and praise God on tonight, it's healed. Maybe you got a hip replacement surgery done, or a joint is healed. Knee replacement is healed. Every sickness, the word of God said he healed all sickness and diseases. It's healed. By God's strength, it is healed. Father God, I decree and declare every sickness, Lord God, is not unto death. I decree and declare that they are healed. They shall live and not die. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that every marriage couple, that Lord God, that in a verse of breaking up, or maybe their husband, or walked out, or the wife, or walked out, God, you command marriage to come back together. God, I've seen you do it over and over again, Lord. It's healed. For your word say, it's healed. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because, Lord God, in peace is already there, God. We bind up the spirit of confusion. Because, Lord, your words say, God, that you are the author of peace and not confusion. We ask, we declare that, Lord God, marriage shall be to come together. Home shall be in peace. Joy will come to those that, Lord God, is pleased. Joy will come to that one, Lord God, that lost the Lord one. Joy will come to that one, God. Lord, there's joy. We speak joy in the midst of it all. Joy will even come, God. Lord, even I thank you for peace, God. Lord, I thank you for the one, Lord God, that's seeking you for guidance, that's seeking you which way to go, that's seeking you where to turn, that's seeking you, God, Lord God, in a relationship, that's seeking you, Lord, that's waiting on their husband, or waiting on a spouse, God, waiting on the, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, Lord, they're seeking you, God, but your word said, Lord God, that, Lord God, you're going to do it. Your word was to wait and have faith. Lord, I thank you right now. Thank you for, Lord God, that the person that battled with, Lord God, suicidal thoughts is gone in the name of Jesus. I bind it in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that it will not happen. It will not come to pass. It will not travail. The word of God says you shall live. Finance will turn around. You will get that home that you so desire. You will get that car that you so need. You will get that finance to pay your bills. It's already made. God already made a way. Just trust and believe it in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord, for everyone that's on the phone line, everyone that's listening to by iTunes, everyone that's listening to on Blog Talk, everyone that's listening to all the replay doing. Whatever they may be needing, whatever they want for, whatever, Lord God, they're seeking for, it's done. Lord, open up the door of escape. Your word says already done. Lord, I thank you on tonight. Lord, I decree and declare it right now. I thank you, Lord, that home is beginning to come back together. Peace is coming in the home. We bind the confusion. Drug addiction, alcohol addiction, pill popping. All of these things that cause, Lord God, to destroy our life. Lord, that they will be healed and delivered from it in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you because your word said all things give thanks. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for doing it right now. We thank you that it's already done. We thank you, Lord God, that your word says give thanks. And Lord, I thank you for us coming to pay. I thank you for the assignment. I thank you, Lord God, for everyone that laid a seed on the altar, on the table, God. I thank you, everyone that's Lord seeded to whatever they believe in. I thank you, Lord God, for all of those, Lord, that trust in you at your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Lord, do it. Every confused mind. Every confused mind. Every, Lord God, come against it right now. That you would line it up with your word. Give them a sound mind. Every dimension. Every all time spirit. Sound mind, God. Sound mind, Jesus. They will think again. They will remember again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, every stroke, heart attack. Lord, it will be. They will, Lord, get the use of their limbs. They will be strong to be able to do what they used to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Lord, thank you right now. In that son, Jesus' name. I pray for everyone. I put everything on the altar right now. I put it at your feet. Lord, we thank you. We praise your name. We give you thanks and glory. In our son Jesus' name, God, I pray on tonight. Pray for them, Lord. Pray for the ones that don't know how to pray for themselves. Pray for the backsliders to come back home. Pray for the ones that, Lord God, took their eyes off of you, God, and they want to come back, God. Open them back, Lord, and see them with open arms, like you did the prodigal son. Thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. I pray for every soul touched spirit, every generation cursed. Because of what my mama did, my daddy did, I bind every unforgiving spirit in a person right now. That you will begin to open up their heart, that they will begin to forgive. That they will begin to reach out, Lord God, and learn to love again. Learn to trust again. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you. Yes, God. Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. You're wonderful. You're awesome. You're amazing. And you're good at everything that you do. I trust you, God. We trust you, Father. And it is done. Because your word says whatsoever we say out of our mouth, then it will be. I curse every evil thing, every evil thought. In thy son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. And bless your name, Lord, tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all that was with us and we all touched and agreed and prayed. And I want to let you all know to have a great and wonderful and prosperous weekend. And I want to let you all know that let's trust God like never before. So much is going all around us in this earth. But God said his eyes see, his ears listening to the righteous. Let us stay closer to the word of God. Let us stay closer to God. And as I turn you all back over the property station, maybe somebody on the phone line want to be praying for, and I give it back over to property station, and that's your opportunity to be able to call in. Property station, I turn it back over to you. God bless you all. Love you all. Wonderful weekend.
Well, at this time, it appears to be no live prayer request, so I'm going to give you my announcement. But before I do that, I feel like I need to meet somebody in the salvation prayer because everybody listening is not saved. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you may not be on phone lines, but if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you're not saved or perhaps you're backslidden, repeat after me. Father God, I'm a sinner in need of Jesus. I believe that he's your son and that he died for me. I ask you now, Jesus, to come into my heart. And for those that already know Jesus but you're backslidden, I ask you now, Jesus, to come back into my heart. Make my heart your home again. That I may be the person that I used to be. Somebody else saying that I may be the new creation that I should be. Come now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. With that being said, welcome to the family of Christ. We are glad to have you and stay connected to the ministry. For more prayer and more solid words, be sure to join me Monday night for Prolific Fire with a word from the Lord. Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. Just 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. By calling the same number that many of you called tonight. Thank you so much. The number is 347-426-3782. Going once, going twice, going three times. Is there anybody on the phone line tonight via Block Talk Radio? Any of your prayer, if so, press one on your phone. If not, we will see you Monday night. Everybody have a blessed night.